CBS has a new show on that my family and I, we are hooked on. It's called Hunted. Airs again tonight, 7 o'clock on CBS. And if you've seen it, you know there's a guy from Jackson who is on the show. We're glad to have him with us here on the Hop Lines. Let's say hello to Lee Wilson. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm doing really good. Really good. I'm excited to be here with you.
I first of all think it's really cool you're from Jackson. Like, how did you get into this whole show anyway?
So I have a really weird job. I lock people in rooms for fun at Jackson Escape Rooms. And if you haven't heard of an escape room before, basically what it is, it's a room that's built around a theme or a story. And then inside of that room are all kinds of different puzzles and clues and things for people to figure out. And the goal is to have a lot of fun trying to escape the room. So I do something that is very strange professionally. And whenever it came time to cast for Hunted, the casting crew thought it'd be really interesting to see how somebody like me can handle being on the run. Because it's kind of a roles reverse type situation, right? Like in escape rooms, I build these things that trap people and kind of control their movement through the space. And on the show, Hunted, the tables have been turned, and I'm stuck in the scenario. I've got to get out. I've got to figure out how to escape. And so, I was recruited to use my skills while being hunted.
My wife wants to do the escape room. She's every once in a while she'll bring it up, and I'm like, "Look, baby, I'm afraid if we do that, we'll end in a divorce." Because I'm pretty sure you tell us there has to be some pretty big fights in that escape room.
Yeah, we've had a fight or two, but usually people keep it under control
because they do realize they are in public.
Well, yeah. Well, great. Let take us to the moment though, because on the show what we see is, hey, Lee, you are now on the run. And then you take off, you grab your stuff. I mean, take us to that moment when you're like, oh, gosh, this is happening.
Yeah, I mean, that moment, it consisted of, like, time standing still for a second. Like, they totally got us. Like, we had no idea that we were about to start this thing. And all of a sudden, somebody's yelling at you, telling you you've got 60 minutes before your name and location is turned over to the FBI, CIA, NSA, Homeland Security, U.S. Marshals, like this whole cadre of professional manhunters are about to be like trying to beat down your door. And it's terrifying. It's terrifying because really in that moment, what you find out is that for the next 28 days, you are going to be chased by the boogeyman. You're never going to see them, but you always have to stay out ahead of them. You don't know what they look like. You don't know what they're capable of. You just know that you've got to make all the right decisions. Otherwise, you're toast.
Their control room they show is like from the TV show Homeland. That's what it looks like. I mean, either you picture like CIA headquarters or like a room where they execute all these operations. That's what it's like.
Totally. I mean, it's like Jack Bauer is coming for you and CCU is like behind him.
Yeah.
Except it's not 24 hours. It's 28 days if you make it the whole way.
You've got kids.
Yeah, I do. I have three kids. At the time that the show was filmed, I had two. My wife was pregnant with our son. So I left a lot on her whenever I went to go and film this show.
But were your kids like, Daddy's on the run, yeah. What did he do?
Yeah, that's a complicated conversation to have, you know? Because, like, I knew that my kids would ultimately end up watching the show, and they'd be rooting for me. So, right, I'm the good guy. But I don't want them to think that all of these law enforcement professionals are the bad guy. And so I had to figure out, like, okay, how do I explain this to my kids? Like, not only that I'm going to be away, but help them wrap their mind around the concept. And really, the helping them to see that this is the greatest game of hide and seek that's ever been played, where there's Daddy's the good guy, these other guys are also the good guy. It's just that within the context of the show, Daddy's better.
It's
some of the thing that they had to wrap their mind around. And I think that they did. It was a little bit harder on my daughter than I expected, but they're troopers. They're rock stars. And my wife, I mean, you see on the show,
they kind of badgered your wife on the phone, right? I mean, they tried to get some stuff out of her.
Yeah, they did. They tried to get her to give them some information, but fortunately, she didn't really know a whole lot, and she's also smarter than they are. So you see in the show that they're trying to get her to give something up, and in reality, Griff, the main guy that was hunting us, he told her that they had intercepted a letter that we sent out, which she was able to pass along to us, and it kept us out of a lot of trouble.
His wife's tough. He came home and was like, I don't know who you are. You don't know what she's doing. Yeah. Who are you? she's good in high-stakes situations, I guess.
Yeah, she really is.
And, hey, tell us about your relationship with your teammate.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm on the run on Hunted with my best buddy, Hilmar Skagfield. I met him about 10 years ago, and at the time, I was working on staff at Union University, and he was a student right at the time that the tornado came through and destroyed half of campus. And so he ended up homeless without a place to stay, and my wife and I decided to invite him to come and live with us. And that was kind of the beginning of us becoming thick as thieves. So when I got the call that they're interested in me coming and being on the show, I thought through, like, okay, Who is, like, the ideal person? And obviously it's got to be somebody who's really, really sharp. But it also has to be somebody who's ready. He's down with anything. And Hilmar is down to do anything. And at the time that I actually called him to come and ask him if he was interested in doing this with me, he was, like, in bed on his phone playing chess. It was perfect. It's like... that's what I need. Like, I need somebody who thinks in terms of big moves and is, like, always trying to figure out how to be a few steps ahead of the opponent. And that's Hilmar to a T. And it doesn't hurt that he is Icelandic, so he's a Viking as well. And it's always nice to have a Viking on your side in a fight.
That's great.
That's true. Our guest, Lee Wilson, he is from Jackson. He is on CBS's show Hunted, which we are hooked on in our household. Okay. What was your strategy? Because everybody has a strategy on the show. What was yours?
Mm-hmm. I can't get too much into it, but the basic of our strategy was that we wanted to control the flow of information to the hunters. So early on, that meant that we wanted information to be on lockdown. We didn't want them to have access to anything about us. So in the first episode, you see that we clear out all of our technology. We yank out our SIM cards. We reformatted our phones before we hit the road because we wanted to make sure that delete really did mean delete, or at least that they would have to do some pretty sophisticated things in order to recover any data about us. So we wanted the beginning of the run for them to have absolutely nothing that they knew about us. And then without giving away too much, there's a certain point at which we wanted to just drop a ton of information on them that would overload their senses and their ability to process it and catch us.
I'm sure I'd be caught like in a day. And the way I'd be caught would be kind of similar to what happened to the two ladies the other night. They were on the run for a while. They lived like in the woods. They wanted to celebrate, so they went to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It seems so ridiculous when you're sitting in your house comfortable and you're watching them and you're thinking, $250,000, Taco Bell, $250,000, Taco Bell. But when you've been like out in the woods imagining FBI agents springing out from behind trees for 2 weeks, like, it gets to you. It really affects you in terms of your emotional state, but also your ability to make good, sound decisions. And so they wanted to celebrate, which I totally get. They just celebrated in a ultimately stupid, foolish way, mainly because they just parked right there by the Taco Bell and were sitting down.
Yeah.
The other thing too is that when you're on the run, man, you can't even wear the same pair of underwear for 14 days, let alone hold on to a vehicle. Like, that was the huge mistake that they made, is you can't keep anything for that long, because ultimately the hunters are too smart. Like, they're going to figure it out.
We have two more questions for you. What is it like, the paranoia? You just mentioned it briefly. You're always looking over your shoulder.
Well, I wouldn't call it paranoia. Paranoia is when you think that you're being chased, but you're not actually being chased. We were just in a state of being chased. And so, yeah, it runs you ragged. You are constantly in a state of vigilance, right? There's 1,000 different things, 1,000 different variables that you're having to think about and process and consider. You're having to hold on to the pattern of everything that you've done up to that point because you know that they're trying to develop a profile of your movements and figure out the pattern of your life so that they can get ahead of you. So what you've got to be doing is profiling yourself, figuring out your pattern, and then figuring out how to break it down so that there's no way they can get out in front of you. So you're just going. The wheels are spinning constantly. Every vehicle that drives by that has tinted windows, sends just a shot of adrenaline through you. And, it gets to be a bit much.
What are your thoughts on the hunters now and their skills?
I have the utmost respect for the hunters as law enforcement and military professionals that keep us safe every day. But within the confines of the game, I can't stand them. I mean, especially that moment when Griff most recently was on the phone with my wife, who was 15 weeks pregnant at the time, and decided to mash her button by talking about how her blood pressure and heart rate was.
He did, yeah.
I talked to Beth after that, and he made a pretty terrible mistake in deciding to push my wife in that way because it got to us, and I'm not going to let anybody talk to my wife that away. And Hilmar is a very loyal and faithful friend, and he's not going to let anybody talk to Beth that way. And so he made a pretty bad mistake when he did that.
Lee Wilson, again, Jackson native. He is on CBS's show Hunted, and we have to come down to the escape room and do this.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see you guys at Jackson Escape Rooms. I'll lock y'all in a room. y'all can be on the radio. Everybody can hear the how hilarious it is when people have no idea what they're doing and they're trying desperately to figure it out.
It would be bad.
A timer
ticking
down. I can
see
down.
All three
yeah.
of us.
It would be bad. It'd be bad. I will look. We really appreciate your time, and just love watching you on the show, man. It's great to watch. So thank you again.
Yeah, thank y'all so much. Thanks for the time. I enjoyed it.